RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
And here's Des back with your sports news.
Yeah, hi, Anya. A really impressive performance from Chelsea last night means we'll have an all-English final of the Champions League in Istanbul. Chelsea beat Real Madrid at Stamford Bridge last night 2-0 to win 3-1 on aggregate. The goals coming one in either half from Timo Werner and Mason Mount. So Chelsea will be in their third Champions League final. They'll be seeking a second title when they play Manchester City, who haven't contested a European final since they won the old Cup Winners' Cup way back in 1970. As you'll hear, Chelsea's manager Thomas Tuchel made history last night, but first he summed up the game.
First half was difficult because they had a lot of ball possession and made us suffer. But every ball win from us was dangerous. We were dangerous with counter-attacks. We never lost the hunger. We never lost the desire to defend in first half. Second half was even better structure to defend. It was a fantastic performance in second half, and we could have scored so much earlier, so much more to be safe. But no time for criticism now. It's a fantastic achievement, and a big congratulations to the team.
You're the first manager to do back-to-back Champions League finals with different clubs. So you must be doing something right. It's a nice little piece of history.
Yeah, or not, because it's not the same club. It depends who you ask. No, I'm happy. I'm very, very happy that we achieved this. To like you say, I'm in general very grateful to have the opportunity to live my life in football and to this passion as a profession. This is more than grateful, and to do it on this level and to coach a team like this and to arrive now a second time in a final, I'm very thankful for that. Very grateful.
Now, tonight we'll find out if the Europa League final will also be an all-English affair. Manchester United surely have one foot in the final. They take a 6-2 lead into the second leg away to Roma. But Arsenal have a lot more work to do. They're 2-1 down to Spanish side Villarreal going into the second leg at the Emirates Stadium. The English Premier League game between Manchester United and Liverpool, postponed last Sunday after the fans' protest at Old Trafford, will now be played next Thursday. But that means United will play 3 league games in 5 days. At home, Waterford FC have confirmed the departure of manager Kevin Sheedy and his assistant Mike Newell from the club. Waterford are currently bottom of the Premier Division with just 6 points from their opening 9 games. The head of the club's academy, Mike Gagan, will take charge of the team for Saturday's game with Drogheda United. Now, Rory McIlroy has labelled plans for a proposed breakaway golf super league as a money grab, saying the PGA Tour are right to threaten bans to players who play in it. 11 leading players are reported to have been offered contracts worth up to $50 million to play in the Saudi-backed initiative. The PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan warned players who sign up they would face immediate suspensions and potential lifetime bans, and they may be deemed ineligible for this year's Ryder Cup. Here's what McIlroy had to say.
They first contacted me back in 2014, so this is 7 years down the line, and you know nothing has really changed. Maybe the source of the money's changed, or the people that are in charge have changed, but nothing has happened. No sponsorship deals, no media deals, no players have signed up, no manufacturers have signed up. It's been through so many iterations at this point, and I think people, you know, you go back to what happened last week in Europe with the European Super League in football. You know, people can see it for what it is, which is a money grab, which is fine if that's what you're playing golf for, is to make as much money as possible. Totally fine. Then, you know, go and do that if that's what makes you happy. But I think the top players in the game, you know, I'm just speaking on, you know, my own personal beliefs. Like, I'm playing this game to try to cement my place in history and my legacy and to win major championships and to win the biggest tournaments in the world. I mean, that's why I'm playing this game.
Now, the British and Irish Lions rugby team to tour South Africa in the summer will be named at lunchtime today. Warren Gotland will name a squad of 36, 20 forwards and 16 backs. There's concern the number of Irish players chosen will be affected by the fact there was no Irish representative on the coaching staff at their selection meeting yesterday. Gatland explained the selection process from a long list of 57 names.
It's a challenge, but it's a good problem to have, and kind of make one people to be aware that, you know, if we've got 50 odd names between five or six coaches, and I understand that there is always a difference of opinion. Member selection is only a matter of opinion. That we're going to find it tough, and other people are going to, there's going to be differences of opinion everywhere. But that's part of sport, and I want people to realise it's just not my selection. You know, the way that I like to work is that, you know, all the coaches will get a big say in terms of who they feel should be a part of the squad.
In cycling, Sam Bennett won the opening stage of the Tour of the Algarve, narrowly beating Danny Van Poppel to the line. And finally, racing this evening is at Tipperary, where the first race is off at 4:20.